kind of favorite pastimes, I guess, is to watch the Andy Griffith Show. I think I can probably quote pretty much every episode in that series. And it's always good to watch after a long day, and it's been, you know, real busy, and or maybe even kind of difficult at times. And it just reminds you of a nice, simpler time. There's a great episode in season 3. I think it's episode 17. See, I told you I can quote them all. But it's called Man in a Hurry. And it's about a man who forgets what really life is all about. He's running around here and there and not enjoying, you know, his family or not, you know, worshiping the Lord, and just his priorities are all is in the wrong spot. He's kind of frazzled and uptight. We see in the readings for this week three key points in following the Lord to help us to not become like that man. These points are going to sound similar to the points that the man had, but they're directed in the right direction. What are those three points? A sense of urgency. The man had a sense of urgency, but it was just for worldly things, for his work, and you know that was really it. That's all he really cared about. Whereas we should have an urgency for following the Lord. That's what the readings are about today. Or detachment. Again, he didn't have a detachment to the worldly things, to his car, to his work, whatever it was. But rather, we should be detached so as to be able to follow the Lord, to not put anything in the way of our relationship with him. And also to have complete trust in our Almighty God. So this sense of urgency, our Lord says in the gospel, someone says, I'll follow you, Lord, but let me go bury my father. Or I'll follow you, Lord, but let me say farewell to my family. These things shouldn't take long. Or, you know, let the Lord says, let the dead bury the dead. The world, is especially in the state that it is in, needs followers of Christ right now. Followers that will not put him on the back burner. Someone who will not say, I'm tired, I'm busy, I got things to do, I'll follow you later, Lord. You take second place. But rather, our Lord is saying in these scriptures with this sense of urgency, salvation is on the line. You know, we need to get our priorities straight right now. And the Lord wants our response right now. So in this spirit of urgency, put those sinful desires and actions away. The time is now. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. The sense of detachment. You know, it's easy to get attached to other things besides our Lord. This is seen in the second reading. The flesh is at war with the spirit. You know, is what it says. Give in to what feels good. Forget what is right for the sake of the moment. Forget about avoiding sin and doing what is not sinful for the sake of the Lord and your soul. The Lord wants us to be detached from things of this world, detached to the point of letting nothing get in the way of following him and worshiping him. Even family, as the gospel says, let the dead bury the dead. You know, say goodbye, you know, to your family. Of course, this doesn't mean, you know, uncharitably and things like that. Because, you know, remember, we're following the Lord. We're closest to our loved ones than we can ever be. Because, you know, we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. So he doesn't mean it in a cruel way. God comes first. It's he who what makes us truly happy. And this is seen. You just look at, you know, the religious sisters that are around our sisters, the sisters of St. Joseph the Worker, or St. Mother Teresa. You know, I mean, she had nothing, completely detached. But yet every time you saw her, she was smiling. You know, because she saw the face of Christ in all that she met. That's the sense of detachment, to go after Christ our Lord, leave everything behind and follow Him. The sense of trust. You know, we have the beautiful image of divine mercy that our Lord wanted us to honor. Jesus, I trust in you, was the great powerful message of divine mercy. So we place all our hope and trust in Him. We can do nothing on our own. You know, we need Almighty God, the author of our lives. You know, everything depends on Him. So abandon yourself and your cares to the love of the Lord. You know, He will never, ever let us down. Place all your trust in Him. Like Scripture says, He is a loving Father and will give what is best for His children. You know, sometimes He doesn't answer our prayers like, you know, we would want. But he answers them nonetheless. Maybe a non-answer is indeed an answer. You know, just, you know, think of our Lord Himself in the garden. He's saying, Father, let this cup pass from me. But the Heavenly Father didn't grant that prayer. Our Lord goes on, but not my will, but your will be done. Because He had something even greater in mind for the Son. You know, the Son was to give His life, and now He's glorified, you know, for all eternity, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Or one of my other favorite passages in Scripture is in the Old Testament with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, the three people following our Lord in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, and they're thrown in prison. And they're praying for deliverance, and their beautiful prayer is to, they're praying for it to be delivered from the fire, but they add in the prayer, even if you will not deliver us, O Lord, we will still trust you. So again, placing all our cares and worries and troubles with the Lord, and He answers them in a most beautiful way, in a way that, you know, we cannot even imagine. So we must place our trust in Him. So we follow the Lord with this urgency, as we've seen with Elijah and Elisha in the first reading, with Elijah throwing the cloak on and Elisha going to offer sacrifice and following Elijah, you know, right away. We follow Him with detachment. You don't put anything or anyone above your relationship with God. We worship Him and everything else follows. And we follow Him with complete trust, even with a reckless abandon to Almighty God and His divine providence. We truly be children of Almighty God, faithfully following Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. So we can say with that apostle, that disciple in the gospel today, we will follow you, Lord, wherever you go. Wherever you go, just think of what that means. Not, you know, just, you know, in the clouds when everything's nice and great, but even on the way of the cross. You know, carrying our cross is, you know, with Him. And we see His response, His great perseverance in that when He helps us to persevere, and we find strength in Him. Because it's through the cross that we win victory. You know, so we follow our Lord wherever He goes. And where is He going in the gospel? He's going to Jerusalem to be put to death. We show we are our followers, His children, by following Him even there. You know, we heard in the beautiful opening prayer, you know, today about, you know, keeping the teachings of the church, the beautiful truths, the great jewels of our faith. You know, we keep them, you know, especially in a world today where, you know, it can be where truth is being trampled underfoot, that we stand for that same Christ, that same truth that Christ gave. We do this with that sense of urgency, that we want people to be saved, to be received into heavenly glory, that there is nothing more important than heaven. And we place all our trust in Almighty God. So may we say with that apostle, not my will, or we say, I will follow you, Lord, wherever you go. We say with the Lord in the garden, not my will, but your will be done. We say with Our Lady, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. And place all our trust and hope in Almighty God. And like the man in the Andy Griffith Show in Man in a Hurry, at the end of the show, of that series, of that episode, he finds peace. He finds what's important. And that's what awaits us.